The IRS investigated more tax violations and financial crimes last year, despite severe budget cuts. It truly did more with less and did it better. Prosecutors won convictions 93% of the time. Rich Weber is chief of IRS criminal investigations.
I think the conviction rate is something that really tells a great story about the types of cases that we bring and how good the agents are. Our conviction rate has been over 90% for the last probably 20 years or so. It's the highest conviction rate out of all the other law enforcement agencies in the world. And I think that really reflects the quality of our casework and the type of agents that we have working them.
And that's 93.1%.
Yes, which is higher than the last few years.
And how would you characterize the cases? Is it individuals? Is it corporations? Is it small businesses? I mean, where's the ripest hunting grounds, I guess, for this type of case?
Actually, we're looking everywhere where the crime is being committed, whether it's in boardrooms, companies, corporations, individuals, and we really look at a large spectrum of types of cases. We're the only agency that investigates Title 26 tax cases. No other law enforcement agency has that authority. So we're the only game in town when it comes to tax crimes. And more than 71% of our work is just tax specific, focused investigations. We also get involved in public corruption, and we've had some really great public corruption tax cases over the past year. Money laundering is another area of focus, narcotics trafficking, terrorist financing. So we really hit pretty much any type of financial crime. I truly believe my agents are the best financial crime investigators in the world.
Just to give us a concrete example, can I ask you to highlight perhaps one of those cases that you think was really telling last year?
Sure. I mean, if I can talk about a couple, one area is the identity theft area, and that's something that we ramped up over the last couple of years. And I think our numbers really tell a story about the work that we've done in this particular focused area. There was a case out of Florida, and the person was described, actually self-proclaimed first lady of ID theft, Rashia Wilson. And this case was a difficult case. It took us time working with other agencies and the locals to track her down and investigate it. And she was ultimately sentenced to 234 months in prison, which is a significant sentence. And the work that we're doing in Florida in particular has been tremendous because the number of cases have grown over the last couple of years. There is a trend, and I do want to talk about this because I think it's important. For the first quarter of 2014, for the first time, we're seeing our numbers decrease in identity theft cases, which I think tells a really good story that we've made a really good difference over the last couple of years. And I think our filters are now working much better, which means money is not leaving the IRS on the front end. So as we see the filters working and money not leaving the service, our cases and our investigations in the ID theft area will decrease. Another great case is the former Detroit mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, which was a public corruption tax case. And that was just a huge effort by my agents in Detroit. And the former mayor received a 28-year sentence for public corruption and tax, which was the longest sentence ever given in a tax public corruption case.
We're speaking with Rich Weber. He is chief of criminal investigations at the IRS. So those are two great, really sensational cases. When you look at the mass of the investigations that you've started and all the way down to the number of convictions, all of them have increased. What tools are you using to find these lesser known, perhaps smaller examples of tax fraud or corruption or other things?
Well, we work with our partners on the civil side, so we receive fraud referrals from our civil division counterparts. We always have done that, and we're trying to beef up our efforts this coming year to get more referrals from them. We have great partnerships with the U.S. attorney offices, and we receive cases from them as well. And quite frankly, we do have the greatest agents, so they're doing a great job really looking for the best types of cases. So I talked about some of the bigger cases, you're right, but we really, you know, focus on a whole bunch of different criminal activity, whether it's international tax fraud, you know, offshore tax evasion, abuse of tax schemes, employment tax. I mentioned public corruption. Virtual currency is another area that we've been focused on. We worked the Liberty Reserve case last year out of the Southern District of New York, which was a digital currency investigation, probably one of the largest money laundering international cases ever filed, and IRS-CI was the lead agency on that case. And we're trying to beef up our efforts in the cyber crime area and try to use more technology to focus on those types of crimes, because it does look like most of our criminals now are using the internet and the computer in some way to move money. So whether it's a tax crime or a money laundering crime, any financial crime we're seeing now, there is a cyber link. And that's something that we're trying to focus a little bit more time on, and I think it will pay off.
And let me ask you this. I mean, I imagine that the criminal investigative arm of the IRS is not real popular in some circles. Do your agents ever come within the realm of personal danger in doing the work they do?
Well, our agents are law enforcement agents, just like agents at FBI and other agencies. Some of our cases are definitely more complicated and involve narcotic traffickers and dangerous gangs. ID theft is an area where we've seen a lot of gang activity and organized crime activities. But my agents put their lives on the line every single day when they do arrest warrants and search warrants, whether it's in a tax case or an ID theft case. They don't know what's at the other end of that door. And quite frankly, when you're dealing with even a return preparer type case or you know, any type of case, you don't really know what that person may do. In the white collar area, you know, that can involve violence just like any other criminal activity. So we take it very seriously. Our agents are trained. They're law enforcement and very proud of the work that they do.
And they must be doing a lot more over the last couple of years than they have been, because at the same time that you are getting more convictions, doing more investigations, you have the fewest number of agents in a decade, about 2,500. How are they doing that, and what's happened to your staff?
Sure. Well, our numbers are decreasing. That's not a good thing. I can honestly say that our agents are so mission driven and focused, and they care so much about the work that they do, that they're able to make these cases and accomplish everything that we did last year. So incredibly proud of what they've done. And quite frankly, without their great work, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in. But you're right. The reality is our numbers are going down, and we're in a budget crisis. We're looking at about 2,500 agents this year. Our attrition rate is also going up. We may lose, you know, a couple of hundred agents over the next year or two, and we need to replace them. At one point in time, IRSCI had approximately 3,500 agents, so we're down about 1,000 agents. So although we're still able to do our jobs and do it very well and effectively, the reality is our numbers will go down unless we can replenish our troops and hire. The budget this year was not good. We're operating under a tight budget. We have a new commissioner who is fantastic and is outstanding and is focused on getting us more money from Congress. We can only do so much. And I'm confident that although we will continue to bring great cases and have an impact on tax enforcement, I'm confident that over the next year or two, we will be able to get more revenue and focus more on enforcement. So that is the hope, and confident that our new commissioner will be able to drive that home.
And what does it take to become an IRS criminal investigator? You probably have to know a lot about the tax code as well as law enforcement.
Yes. Well, you know, we like to hire agents that have experience in accounting. We have a lot of CPAs on our rolls, and I think that's a great thing. They're highly trained and educated, and if they get accepted to be an agent, they go down to our training academy in Georgia, and it's a 6-month training program, and they come out well trained and, you know, ready to take on these complicated cases.
You like this work, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about what we do. I'm a prosecutor by trade. I worked as a federal prosecutor for 10 years. I was chief of money laundering at the Department of Justice for 5 years. I worked for a couple of years at the Manhattan DA's running their major economic crimes bureau. All great jobs, but my passion is at this place representing criminal investigation and IRS. The work that the agents and analysts and professional staff do every single day fighting tax fraud and money laundering, it's just so important to what we do, and they're so good at what they do. It's just great to represent them. So I'm very passionate about the work, and I'm honored to be in this position and to be their chief and to represent them.